Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you, Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for Strength and Encouragement by Baptist Bible Hour. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Proverbs 18:10. David and his men arrived home to discover the army of Amalek had burned the city and had taken their wives and children captive. They wept until they could weep no more. The loss was overwhelming. In their grief and frustration, the men blamed David and spoke of stoning him, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Under God's direction, David then led a victorious march against the Amalekites and recovered their wives and children without a single loss. But we want to give attention to David's method of encouragement. You may have waited for someone to come and encourage you in your night of trouble, but no one has come. So you may ask, how can I encourage myself? First, consider that God is still on the throne and he is your God. There was no friend at hand to encourage David. His own men had turned against him. But when it appeared everything was lost, he turned to God for his help. He saw God as his God. He did not consider God to be at such a distance that he would not come to his rescue. Second, remember that daybreak may be just ahead. David and his men experienced the anguish of believing their families probably had been killed, but they were all recovered safely. The old adage goes, "The darkest time of the night is just before dawn," and dawn may soon be breaking for you. Further, you can encourage yourself by remembering that our trials are for a good purpose. The trials themselves are burdensome and distasteful, but the end is good as God teaches you more of your weakness and more of his strength. If you find yourself in need of strength and encouragement, here is a prayer you can pray. Lord, like David, I need your encouragement in a time of trial and anguish. Thank you that you are always on the throne, always my God, ready to save. Thank you for being the same God to me that you were to David. Thank you for always being near and always rescuing me from my fears and hurts. Lord, help me remember that daybreak might be just ahead and that this trial will not last forever. Fill me with hope that daybreak is coming and that your love will always prevail. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.